looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
This Ben Fordham podcast is brought to you by NatureBee. Give it a go and live a longer, healthier, happier life. Get 3 months supply for only $59.95 with an extra month for free, plus free delivery. Visit naturebee.com or call 1-800-147-009.
Children in year one could have to sit national reading tests under a new plan being considered by the federal government. Boy, they want to start it early, don't they? A report has been handed down to the states and territories recommending we adopt a UK model of phonics testing in Australian classrooms. The push comes amid concern about our declining academic results, and last year about 1 in 20 Year 3 students did not meet the national minimum standard for reading or numeracy. Jennifer Buckingham, chair of the advisory panel which recommended the test, is on the line. Jennifer, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
It does seem to be getting younger and younger when we are testing our children at school.
Well, teachers are doing assessments with children in the classroom all the time, and this is really just another assessment that is similar to what's being done, only this one is specifically designed to pick up phonics. So it's specifically a list of words that children read aloud to the teacher. It's one-on-one. It's not a NAFLAN-style test with pen and paper. It's a child reading aloud to a teacher a list of words that have been designed to capture what they know about phonics. So it's not scary or onerous or worrying. It's just reading aloud to a teacher.
I've got to admit, I happened to bump into some parents at a school gate this morning while I was dropping something off for someone, and they said, oh, and I mentioned it to them. They hadn't heard about it, but I said, oh, this is what they're talking about doing in year one, and they all kind of rolled their eyes saying, oh, enough with the testing. But my response was, well, wouldn't you rather this stuff be picked up earlier?
Absolutely, and as I said, teachers are doing this sort of assessment, but not necessarily collecting the information that is in this particular assessment, which is aimed at phonics. And we, as a panel, did a scan of what is available and what's being used in schools at the moment in terms of literacy assessment, and phonics is the key area that's not being assessed as well as it should be. So the style of assessment is certainly not out of the ordinary for children or for teachers. It's just that the information that is gathered, it's the measure that's being used, adds some information that is not that we don't already have.
Okay, I saw a description today by the Federal Education Minister, Simon Birmingham, where he said he wants to see students screened in a light touch test. So we're being told here that it could be 5 or 7 minutes, a child sitting down one-on-one with a teacher to read some words. That could be it?
That's right. The evaluation of the same assessment, the one that we have as a panel suggested that the Australian government adopt, is something that's been used in the UK for the last 5 years. And it's very straightforward. The evaluations have shown that it takes about 5 minutes per child, and it's very efficient. It's a good predictor of their later reading progress. The children who do well in the phonics screening check tend to go on to do well in reading. Those that are struggling and need some support in that area need to get that support while they're in this crucial time in their reading development, which is year one. It's critical that we pick up any problems there, because if you leave it any longer, then it's really hard to close the gap.
Education ministers will meet in December to discuss the plan. If it goes ahead, it could be implemented as early as 2019. Thank you for coming on, Jennifer.
My pleasure.
Jennifer Buckingham, chair of the advisory panel which recommended that test. And I know that it can be hard work, and I know that parents might think, hang on, there's enough pressure on kids already. But personally, and I don't have kids at school yet, so you can let me know on 131873. But personally, if there are those issues out there, I would prefer they get picked up in year one rather than year four or year seven or year nine.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.